on October 6th, before the horrific events of October 7th and before everything that has transpired since. Therefore, it will be for the US administration to do the thing that it has conspicuously failed to do historically, and which was a significant contributor to how we got here in the first place. Because according Israel impunity, guaranteeing that there can be no accountability for what Israel does has been the worst lesson one could possibly impart, the worst political guidance, and it contributed not to everything that's gone wrong, but it also contributed to the hubris and complacency, which I think were a major part of how October 7th happened. So you're going to have the public messaging of President Biden, and I fully expect him to wrap his arms around it, the Israeli leadership and their people, show empathy, and he should. The first thing to say is, if he fails to humanize Palestinians, to show empathy to Palestinians, to speak of Palestinian pain and suffering, which is all too real, and we heard Raji Sarani, then he is, by sins of omission, encouraging the kind of, I don't use this word lightly, genocidal language that is proliferating right now, and that is incredibly dangerous to everyone. So that's in public. In private, I hope, my hopes aren't high, I have to say, but what needs to happen is a strong message to the Israelis. It will have to go public if necessary, of what they can and cannot do, and how do we prevent a broader escalation, not only on the northern border, where many people are anticipating, but not only in terms of stopping what's going on in Gaza, but we've just heard, and I think we have to take a long, hard look at what might happen and what is already happening in the West Bank and inside Israel itself, where people are terrified on all sides. But what you see is an impossible set of circumstances for the Palestinian citizens of Israel.
You have said, we do not say this lightly. If the international community doesn't intervene to stop what's coming, we could be watching a combination of mass killing and forced expulsion in real time. Elaborate on this.
Well, I think we've heard what is going on right now in terms of the killings of Palestinians, and, you know, that number goes up all the time, the number of children go up all the time. And what you've seen on the Israeli leadership declarations is a real refusal to draw a distinction between combatants and civilians. And we have heard a lot of talk coming out of Israel in the last years, and it is only intensified, including after October 7th, of a second Nakba, of a second forced displacement of Palestinians. Israel has gone through an interesting transition where first the Nakba was denied, and then it was embraced as something that needs to be completed. Not by everyone, I want to make that very clear. But that threat is real, and it doesn't just hover over Gaza, which has largely been cut off from the broader expanse of Palestinian territory anyway. And so that is why we raised the alarm bell and called on internationals not to join this choir of incitement, because it is the road to hell for everyone. If Israel is going to exist in that part of the world, then it has tied its fate to the Palestinians in that part of the world, and it cannot be zero sum, because what we are doing is just creating more and more hatred, and you step back from that, you don't propel yourself further into it.
We have 30 seconds, Daniel Levy. Your message to the U.S., to Israel, to Palestinians and the world.
Step back from the brink in the immediate term, and then get to grips with the fact that Palestinians who live without hope, rights, the ability to plan a future, are not going to succumb to that. It doesn't justify anything, but we have been warning for years that this will explode, and it has, and now we need a different approach.
Daniel Levy, president of the U.S. Middle East Project, former Israeli peace negotiator with the Palestinians. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Currently accepting applications for our video news production fellowship. Go to democracynow.org for more information. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds in the ink stains that are dried upon some line. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you a virgin on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. Just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines, the junkyards and the highways come between us. Some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the river's flowing gently.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
That everyone It's been a way. Thank you. Just give me indie rock!
I nearly lost you there.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you. deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Seven in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Ain't much left in the bottle of juice, because the seeds that you're planting never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is cracked, because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the time is hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Jimmy phoned out from the stabilized at the age of 15 on the drink and drive. Seem to empathize, making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much of Rolling Stones, see, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could, she would work all day and come home to cook. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained, we all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along, see. We got shame, we got pain, we got blame, we all a little bit insane. So that's why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the quiet ones in our family, they deserve music. Sing the song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the choir runs. I'm a man.
Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Dig on this.